USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The unarmed Air Force veteran shot and killed by Capitol Police Wednesday is now under investigation. The U.S. Attorney for District of Columbia has opened a federal excessive force investigation into the shooting death of Ashley Babbitt, a 35-year-old from San Diego, California. U.S. Attorney Michael Sherwood has also opened a homicide investigation into the death of Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, who died of a stroke after engaging protesters. Search and rescue teams have recovered bodies and debris from the site of a Boeing 737 passenger plane crash in the Sea of Jakarta off Indonesia. The Boeing 737-500 was carrying 62 passengers and crew when air traffic controllers lost contact with the plane 4 minutes into Saturday's 90-minute flight. Both Amazon and Apple are attempting to silence the new social media platform Parler. Amazon says it will kill their servers at midnight. Apple removed the app from its app store. Their complaint is that Parler does not moderate the content. USA Radio News.
Yes, sir. You hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on it.
You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for.
I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. TrackGrabber.com.
Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you.
TrackGrabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive.
They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck.
Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair.
Get a pair for the family.
They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand.
They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness.
They will pay for themselves the first time you use them.
TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Riots not in D.C. over the summer was no big deal to D.C. lawmakers with very little condemnation. Now that riots took place in D.C.'s backyard, everyone has an opinion. So how safe is D.C.? Tim Berg reports.
Washington, D.C. is increasing security measures around the Capitol. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser saying they're getting ready for more protests ahead of the January 20th inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden. Ken Cuccinelli is the Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security. He says everything will be safe in Washington, D.C.
America can be very confident, and so can the president-elect and everybody who will be present that day. That will be a safe event from start to finish. And January 6th doesn't change that a bit. It may heighten a lot of people's attention, but we have been engaged with all of the law enforcement, including National Guard out of DOD.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Now that the Republican Party has essentially been removed from power in Washington, D.C., the two-party system will be non-existent for at least the next 2 years. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
It appears the Senate will soon be an even more contentious place, with seats now split at 50-50, and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris's tie-breaking vote essentially giving control to the Democrats. Former Senate Majority Leader Trent Lott says the Senate is a difficult enough place to run normally, without it split right down the middle. The Mississippi Republican tells Fox News that he was able to get things done in the Senate because of his ability to work with the minority leader.
I had the advantage of having a friend that was the Democratic leader, Tom Daschle. I respected him and I trusted him, and I called him and said, we got to try to work this out. So we sat down. It did take some time to get it done. Not everybody in our conferences agreed with what we did. But basically, we set it up where it was going to be equally divided. The committee memberships, the funds, the ratios, how you deal with a tie vote, you could take to the floor of the Senate a tie vote, either Tom Daschle or either one of us could do it. So, and we got a lot done. Now, I'm not sure with the atmosphere in Washington right now, how many people really want to get the right things done.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Bills, the Rams, and the Buccaneers all advanced in Saturday's National Football League wildcard games. Three games are slated for Sunday. Ravens at the Titans, Bears at the Saints, and Browns at the Steelers. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.